Yes, it is the Critic downtown at beautiful Joe Riley Park. The weather is just gorgeous. The field is looking tremendous. And it is time for our River Dog Report with Nate Courant, the Director of Promotions, and Mr. Fifth Inning Stretch. Usually Mr. Seventh Inning Stretch, but we had the doubleheader last Tuesday. So, Nate, you were forced into action early in the fifth inning to do the stretch for both games.
Yeah, I actually got to sing twice that night. So it was twice as bad as normal.
You do a tremendous job. You can always see Nate. He's the guy doing all the promotions on the field. He's on the big video board, and he is Mr. Seventh Inning Stretch. But we had two games last Tuesday, and I believe I am now 3-0 on Tuesdays, all River Dogs games. We had two last Tuesday. We had one earlier. So now the River Dogs have won all Tuesday games. I am 3-0. I don't want to jinx myself, though.
No, I mean, I think there's something to be said for that. If it happens again this week, it might start being a trend.
And we will be here for the game on Tuesday, May 1st. Starts the River Dogs homestand, which goes through Monday, May 7th. And that Monday game will be the 98 Rock Dog Day with dollar hot dogs and dollar beers. But we're here on Tuesday, May 1st versus Asheville. We'll have live music on the Dobie Deck, live and local Tuesdays with Dustin McBride. So make sure you pack the house. Keep my winning streak going on Tuesday with me and Nate.
Yeah, it's going to be great on Tuesday. We've got a lot of fun, a lot of live and local elements, like you said. And we're doing a real fun theme that night as well.
What is the theme?
We're calling it the world's cleanest ballpark on Tuesday night.
Interesting. Well, I am a clean freak. Tell me more.
The basics of it is that we're just asking you to be a civilized human being. But just, you know, taking a very simple concept of just cleaning up after yourself and trying to apply it to a couple thousand people at the same time. But yeah, we're just going to have some fun and see if we can make the ballpark the cleanest ballpark in the world. So
River Dogs, always innovative with their promotions. I love that. Riverdogs.com. Get your tickets online. You can also get them at the box office for the game on Tuesday. Gates open up at 6, and the River Dogs play at 7. Always a fun time. We'll have the farmer's market on the concourse, and of course, the Murray Mezzanine will have the pop-up restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very successful thing we've done the first couple of Tuesdays, and we're looking forward to it again. It's a fun way to add a different element to the Joe on a Tuesday night, aside from the local music and the farmer's market, guest PA announcer as well. Just a lot of fun different elements on a Tuesday night to give you something fresh when you come to the Joe.
And keep listening to 105.5 The Bridge to win your tickets for live and local Tuesdays. Plus, the weather this week. We're hanging out in the press box again, overlooking the Joe. But it is just absolutely spectacular. Weather going to be perfect all week.
I know we're very fortunate this week. Now that I think, knock on wood, but I think winter's finally in our rearview mirror. So, yeah, we should have some great weather down at the Joe.
Well, Nate, I always want to ask you this. What do you do, like, when the team is on the road? You still got to come into the Joe and keep things going. But what does Nate Courant, Director of Promotions, like to do when the R-Dogs are on the road?
Honestly, it's just preparing for the next thing. It's always looking ahead and just trying to make sure that we squeeze every little element we can. You know, a clean ballpark. What do we got? We have to buy paper towels and brooms and white gloves for the ushers and just all sorts of fun stuff. You know, come up with some clean jokes. You know, all sorts of, just, you know, for example, for Tuesday night. So just always looking ahead, trying to get as far ahead and make it as thorough of a night and to have as much fun as possible for everybody.
I am the most prepared man in radio, so I do like that the River Dogs are always prepared and innovative. Those are my two big things.
Well, that's again, we're just trying to keep up with you, man. You've set the standard for so long in Charleston, and we're making sure that we try to keep up.
It's 25 years of the River Dogs, 175 years in dog years, and now I'm in my 26th year, so I'm actually a year older than the River Dogs.
Yeah, that's like 80-something in dog. Oh, man, but you look great.
Thank you very much. Oh, I'm working on getting the best body in radio back, so. Well, this Tuesday, May 1st, it is the start of a homestand that goes through next Monday, May 7th. And make sure you join our sister station, 98 Rock, on Monday, May 7th. You can bring your pups. It's dog day, dollar hot dogs, and dollar beers on Monday. And we have live and local Tuesdays. We'll be on the Dobie Deck on the third base side. Live music with Dustin McBride, the Farmer's Market, the Murray's Mezzanine. And I haven't brought it up until the end of the interview here, Nate. Still, no Bill Murray sighting on Tuesday. He has the open offer to join me on the Critics' Choice every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon. But we'd like to see him at the ballpark. We don't know if he will be here. That's why you got to buy your ticket to see if Bill shows up.
Oh, you did the tag for us. That's perfect.
You never know where Bill Murray may be. Hopefully we'll get him on the air on Sunday mornings with the Critics' Choice, and hopefully we will see him to start the homestand Tuesday, May 1st. Gates open up at 6. Game time is at 7 p.m. against Asheville. Riverdogs.com to get your tickets. You can also get them at the box office and keep my Tuesday streak going. We're undefeated. I want to see a packed house here and a very clean packed house tomorrow.
Exactly. Everybody come. We're going to have some good clean fun down at the Joe.
All right, another excellent River Dog report with your director of promotions, Nate Courant. You'll see him during the seventh inning stretch doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and all of the River Dogs promotions on the big screen during the game. Fun is good at the River Dogs. Different is good with 105.5 The Bridge. And we'll see you to kick off the homestand Tuesday, May 1st. Gates at 6, game at 7. And Nate, we will talk to you very, very soon.
We'll see you soon.